You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving you the up and down once over. I don't see you, Cheetah, today for Spirit Week.
You also ain't seen my draws.
Oh, what?
Period.
Touche, light skin. In
the you can see they public hair.
Yesterday was the beginning of Super Bowl activities in Miami. The Chiefs and the 49ers took center stage at opening night, media night.
Deion Sanders talking with Honey Badger.
I saw you walk out on that stage and you turned around as if you was signifying, I'm here. Not just for the people at the crib, the naysayers, the haters, everybody.
Yeah, we here. It's a blessing, man. So grateful that I could be healthy, have a clear mind, a clear heart, to be on this stage in front of the world. You know, everybody that doubted me, everybody that believed in me, everybody that supported me. Shout out Pat P. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I feel like this is a build up of everything I've been through, and to be on this stage, I'm gonna embrace it.
Love that dude. He's a quarterback of the defense, basically.
He's really come onto the team and made a noticeable difference in the energy.
Yes, he has. And Andy Reid couldn't be more proud of this team, Shay.
I've had so many good experiences and that. And that's why I'm going to enjoy this. And I've got a great team, very fortunate. And that's really all I care about. I don't care about all the other stuff. You know.
Can he do it, Brian?
Andy Reid? Hell yeah, he can. Got all the tools. It's the best team he's ever had, including last year's team, obviously, because we reached the Super Bowl. I think this is one of the more complete Chiefs teams that we've had in our history, to be frank with you. Yeah. And then, you know, Travis Kelce, he talked yesterday about how Kobe Bryant has inspired him.
It's hard to explain, man. Everyone knows I've had a history in the past of not really being able to control my emotions on the field, which could have translated to stuff that was happening off the field, whatever the situation might be. I wasn't able to be at the right state of mind in that point in time. And I think Kobe presented something that was real for everybody, the Mamba mentality, something that gave you the mind frame and the conscious effort to really focus in on the goal of mind and not to let your emotions get the best of you.
Yeah, we can learn from that. Stay even keel, don't get too high, don't get too low. Stay even.
That's words to live by. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Brian, we're going to be talking with Michael Babcock. He's a sports producer for TMZ. He's one of the folks that actually broke this story, the terrible tragedy that happened in California that took the lives of 9 people, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter, in a helicopter crash.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and 32 right now in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani Mirage, has been sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for child rape. If you remember, back in 2017, he was found guilty of predatory sexual assault against a child and endangering the welfare of a child. He was accused of raping his then 11-year-old stepdaughter while he was married to her mother.
That's disgusting.
During the trial, the defense claimed that this was all an attempt to extort $25 million from Nicki. And they said that, oh, she was going to come and testify. Of course, she did not. In 2015, Nicki paid $100,000 for Jelani's bond. She visited him one time in jail in 2017, and reports say that it was just to support her mother, Carol, that she hasn't spoken to him ever since, you know, all of these allegations have come to light.
As hard as it is, some folks you just got to move away from.
Your family members?
When they got an issue like that?
Mm-hmm.
And as much success as she has, it would be very hard for her to stick around him.
This is awful crime.
Yeah.
Terry Crews took to his social media to respond to the backlash he received over comments he made about Gabrielle Union and her controversial exit from America's Got Talent.
What did he say?
Well, during an interview, he talked about the America's Got Talent. He said he's never had an issue there. But what does that have to do with her issue? Just because you never had one doesn't mean somebody else didn't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they look at her totally different than they look at him.
He said that this was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment. Mm. So, of course, Gabrielle responded by tweeting, quote, truth-telling, wanting change, and having multiple witnesses who bravely came forward to let everyone know I didn't lie or exaggerate. Really exposes those who enthusiastically will throw you under the bus. Forgetting quickly who stepped up for their truth.
Damn!
So then, of course, he went back on Twitter to respond with, there is only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca. Not my mother, my sister, my daughters, or co-workers. I will let their husbands, boyfriends, partners take care of them. Rebecca gives me wings. That's hella strange.
He just saying, you know, his wife is the only woman who he, you know.
I understood what he meant.
What's
but I still find that hella strange.
Why? Well, I mean, it's strange that he would, you know, throw her under the bus like that. That's whack.
Didn't nobody say you owe nothing to her? She just, if that's the case, mind your business and only talk about Rebecca.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, there it is.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because if the Chiefs do a crazy move and bring Eric Berry back, that'd be stupid on their part because they let him go for a reason.
So what if he comes back at a way cheaper discount, but he's the same player that he was?
I mean, no, I wouldn't, but he's injury prone.
Eric Berry is the heart and soul of the Chiefs.
He was.
I got to admit, he was the heart and soul. Yeah. And Dallas is looking at him, too. So, I don't know.
There was a little song that we had came up with Eric Berry.
Eric Berry.
You don't want to hear that? Eric Berry. Eric Berry.
Y'all have a blessed day. God bless.
You too, my dog.
All right.
He got a pick six. Juke it, don't get hit. Matt Bryant threw it to him, and the Chiefs got a win. Eric Berry. Eric Berry. Eric Berry. Eric Berry.
Hey,
hey. Got a pick six. Juke it, don't get hit. Matt Bryant threw it to him, and the Chiefs got the win. Eric Berry. Eric Berry. Juke on him. Eric Berry.
Listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of folks been talking about hair discrimination lately. A high schooler in Texas was barred from attending his graduation unless he cuts his dreadlocks. Today at the Kansas State House in Topeka, there'll be a conversation about Kansas State Bill 250, which will make it illegal for discrimination of natural hair in the state.
Need that.
We're going to be talking with Michelle from Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, who will be testifying before the committee there at the State House in Topeka. She'll be on the show at 7:52. Mm. America's favorite team right now, Brian? Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. Fall in line.
A map of geotagged Twitter data from the last week, which is tracking fan hashtags such as Chiefs Kingdom and hashtag Go Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that Chiefs have 27 states rooting for us compared with 23 for the 49ers.
It should be at least 49 states cheering for us, but whatever.
Some of the strong representation, of course, here in the Heartland.
Uh-huh.
And in the Southeast.
Okay.
Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama, South Carolina, and North Carolina are hashtag Chiefs Kingdom.
I noticed Florida wasn't on that list.
Well, a lot of shenanigans go on there, so.
Ah, yeah, it does. What about, you said Georgia, right?
No.
No?
Interestingly, though, Alaska is also supporting the Chiefs.
They want to live here. They done seen all them snow games we had.
I love that. You know, I'm excited about what this is going to do for bringing the profile up of the city. So many people love RQB. Mm-hmm. People were waiting in line yesterday at media night up to 3 hours to have a conversation with Patrick Mahomes. He was like the most high profile person on the dais.
He's really literally the new face of the NFL. You know, first, you know, it was the MVP season. Then he's on the Madden cover. And now my man's is in the Super Bowl, literally the biggest television show that we're going to see all year. So with that, it comes a lot of responsibility, though. He got to show up and he got to play, because if not, they're going to start calling him Dan Marino. You don't want that.
It's a side note. His skin is impeccable. When I was looking, I was like, wow, I wonder what products he uses.
Out of all the things that you're supposed to be looking at, you looking at his skin.
My skin game is very important to me. Other things are important to you. My skin game.
I guess, because I'm a uniform buff. I like to look at the uniforms. I like to analyze them. So I guess we all got our little things that we pay attention to.
But I noticed, I said he doesn't have any blemishes whatsoever on his face. None.
I don't either. I mean, you don't say that about me.
You got blemishes.
Where? Where?
There, there. There,
okay,
there.
See, now you just making stuff up. I hope you get a bump on your lip now.
Nah, baby. That ain't happening.
How come it ain't?
I ain't done nothing to get a bump on my lip.
Now talk to yourself about that. Nasty women's disease.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shouts out to Shauna Stolt, Laura Short, Kathy Brewer. They posted their pics wearing their Chiefs Super Bowl Spirit Week outfits. Today is Tyreek Tuesday.
Well, it's Mahomes Tuesday for me. My Tyreek Hill jersey ain't came in yet. I ordered the Super Bowl one, the one with the patch on it. So this will have to suffice.
It could have been a day honoring Kareem Hunt. Had he not gone through what he went through and got released from the team. I'm concerned about this young brother, man.
Me too, Shay. He clearly has some problems here, and I'm not sure if this is just a part of the process or if he's trying to seek out for more help.
In Ohio, he was stopped for speeding. Of course, TMZ got a hold of the body cam footage where the officer searched his vehicle. He said that there was a strong odor of marijuana in the vehicle. Kareem said that he was on his way to the airport. You know, could he just let him go? And here's a little bit of what happened once he got inside the back of the car.
You know what happened to me? Should be playing for a freaking Super Bowl, man.
I was just thinking about that.
It hurts my soul. Like, you don't even understand. I've been fighting a lot of lately, man. It still hurts me to this day. I love Cleveland, love the Browns, but you don't understand. I'm just the worst person in the world sometimes, like, I guess. And I don't even do nothing. Try to help everybody, man.
I really feel bad for him. I do.
I'm concerned. I really hope that he has some people around him to make sure that he doesn't get so low that he tries to do something to himself. I'm totally concerned about this.
Ah, man. This is tough, Shay. He was, when I talked to him and met him a couple times, he was always a good guy. But then we talk about it all the time on this show. When you get a hold of, you know, liquor or drugs or whatever, sometimes that'll turn you into another person. And I, like you, I just really hope that he's got somebody that's going to help him.
Many times people are not ready for the matriculation of fame. First of all, fame is a lot.
Yeah.
When you're walking people places and people just recognize you, that's a lot to deal with. Secondly, when you're given a whole bunch of money and then people make ways for you because of that fame and notoriety. If you're a young man, young woman, that's sometimes hard to deal with, and no one schools you on what you need to know to deal with that.
You gotta learn on the fly. And then in the trial run of learning on the fly, sometimes you get in these situations to where it really derails your career. So you just got to be real careful, man. I was just going to say it's a total lifestyle change.
And what makes it worse is many times you start attracting people who really don't have your best interest at heart.
Oh, yeah.
They really just want to be around you because you're who people think you are. Mm. You're this celebrity or you have access to something that they want, whether it's money, whether it's access to different things. And then those people allow you, hey, you know, do whatever you want to do because right. they want to stay around.
Yes, man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, speaking of celebrities, our favorite attorney, Stacey Shaw, is on the line. Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us?
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about getting your affairs in order. So people are mourning the death of Kobe Bryant. I know that I'm devastated as well. And there's a desire to not only reconnect with people, but to make sure that you have everything in line in case you don't make it back home. I will be back at 7:35 to give you some tips of how to get started doing that.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23, cloudy skies today with highs in the mid 30s. You're cloudy in 31 right now on 59th and Truth. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Singer Anthony Hamilton is 49 today.
Can't stay away from you too long.
It's a good wedding song right there.
Did I tell you about the time I went to Anthony Hamilton's house in Harlem?
I know, you didn't.
One of my girlfriends used to date him.
Oh, Tank and Anthony Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah. Gospel singer Marvin Sapp is 52 today.
I wish I had a witness tonight.
You got one.
Well, we said happy birthday to Rick Ross a couple days ago, but apparently today is really the day.
Today is the day, January 28th.
Who you sucker, snake you're tripping with? Yes,
I'm the boss.
This used to be my ringtone back in the day.
Wow. Wow. On your two-way. We keep on coming back.
44 today.
Uh-huh.
Iconic rapper Rakim is 52 today.
Thinking of a master plan.
Whoa.
This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket.
You don't know nothing about this. I was a young shorty when the first time I heard this song was at a jam in the park where they used to put the turntables up to the light pole and then everybody from the neighborhood.
I used to watch them on MTV Raps all the time.
I was whopping out to this.
Pump up the volume.
Young shorty.
Yeah.
With kabangas in my head. Well, people call them ball balls.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, another iconic rapper, J. Cole, is 35 today.
Love J. Cole.
All I want to do is see my granny on the other side.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Hey, hold up.
My bad.
Hold up.
Okay.
Do not mind my twerk right now, but happy birthday to Big Freedia.
Oh, okay. I ain't nothing ready for
it. You ain't got no Big Freedia music?
My bad.
You ain't got no Big Freedia music.
It was an oversight. Give me all you already know.
Oh, my God. You already know.
Oh, Lord. Happy
Big
birthday
to 42.
Everybody born on January 28th.
So in an interview in 2018 with Alex Rodriguez, Kobe Bryant revealed that he started taking helicopters in order to spend less time in traffic and more time with his family.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no. I want to do that because mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you're not, you don't see your right. kids, man, right. you know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in the car, like, I want that.
I remember they did Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. They did a piece on Kobe. And I was shocked that he took the helicopter. Like, he would literally take the helicopters like it was an Uber. So he's not a stranger to that.
Although he flew helicopters frequently, they say that he and his wife made a pact that they would never fly together.
Whoa.
Some more things are coming out. Meanwhile, NBA Hall of Famer Tracy McGrady, who was one of Kobe's closest friends, revealed that he wanted to actually die young.
I'm devastated. Like, just like everybody else. This sounds crazy, but Kobe spoke this. He spoke this. He used to say all the time, I want to die young.
And really?
I thought he was he used to say, I want to die young. I want to be immortalized. And, you know, I want to have my career be better than Michael Jordan, and I want to die young. And I just thought he was just so crazy for saying that.
Shay Moore, there is power in the tongue. I know you say all the time you don't want to live till you know, 90 or whatever, but
I do. I didn't know you were going to bring that up, but I tell you that all the time, and you get angry with me when I say that.
Because it's whack. Like, I don't want you to say that.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, this is a super important issue today, and thanks to Stacey Shaw for keeping it free for us.
Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
We're talking about how to get your affairs in order. A lot of people call me, especially if a loved one is in the hospital, to find out what they can do to get that person's affairs in order. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you have as many things as possible that are in transfer on death designations. You can transfer real estate, cars, a lot of things with that transfer of death designation if it can be transferred by a title. And so if you have questions about that, you can always contact a lawyer with how to do that, but it should be very simple. Number two, use a lawyer for more complicated asset distribution. Some people have a lot of assets, or they have many portfolios of different types of assets that they're wanting to put in a trust. Always contact a probate attorney, because that's very difficult and you want to make sure that you get it right. Number three, if you have a small business, have a succession plan. And so a lot of times people pass away, even sometimes lawyers, if there's no succession plan in place for their clients or how there's going to be continuity of business. So you want to have that in writing, and you want to go over that succession plan with the people that are in it. Four, if you have life insurance, make sure that you check the beneficiaries. If you don't have life insurance, it's a great time to get it. The younger you are, the less expensive it is. So make sure you contact a life insurance agent to make sure you get signed up as soon as possible. If your loved one dies in an accident similar to what happened to Kobe, someone may be liable for their death. So Kobe's wife and his family, they probably already contacted a lawyer to see if someone is liable and someone could be held responsible, especially if there are going to be young children left behind that have to be provided for. A lot of families contact me because a person has died and has left children, and they're wanting to make sure that those children are going to be provided for since their parent is no longer with us. If you have questions, this is a very hard topic for some people, and it can be complicated depending on what your needs are. Give my office a call at 816-359-1877. You can reach out to me on Facebook, so all social media, at Stacey Shaw Law. A lot of people get in touch with me through my inbox or DM, and you can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Remember, today is Tuesday. We celebrate complete peace on Tuesday, so absolutely no violence. We wear black to honor victims of violence in Kansas City. Until next time, peace is the most valuable gift that you can give to someone. So peace be upon you. Until we're right back here again, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I'm sure you've heard the story of DeAndre Arnold, a young man who is being barred from attending his high school graduation because of his locks.
Yes, I did, Shay, and it's very unfortunate.
Here locally, there's an organization, Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, who is going before the Kansas Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee today in order to get Kansas Bill SB 250 passed. Now, we've got Michelle Watley here. Bevere, founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. Explain to our audience what Kansas Bill SB 250 is all about.
It mirrors an act that's been passed in different states across the U.S., New York and California and New Jersey, that essentially outlaws discrimination based on hairstyle, so locks, braids, and twists. Current state law does not protect against discrimination based on hairstyles, and because it doesn't, you can see cases like what we've seen in Texas, or even what we saw here in Kansas City 2018, where a young man went to go get a job and was turned down for the job because of his locks. They were able to turn him down because of policies at the workplace, but it's legal. There are no laws that protect against that type of discrimination.
Michelle, this rule, it seems like it only applies to minorities.
Of course, because black folks are more likely to wear braids, locks, and twist. Who else is wearing those hairstyles?
Have you ever seen discrimination against our Caucasian brothers and sisters with this rule?
Of course not. Again, they're not wearing locks, braids, and twists. Natural hairstyles that are natural to us, that are cultural characteristics to us. Some workplace and school policies specifically outline that you can't wear locks, braids, and twists. For a while, the Army, the Marines, and the Navy had rules against and banned against those type of hairstyles. They were more recently lifted, but because rules within schools and workplaces specifically target those hairstyles, they by virtue then specifically target black people. We can't let stuff like that go unchecked, and we need to have recourse for people who are discriminated against. Kids that are sent home from school not allowed to graduate, folks that are not hiring people because of these hairstyles. We've got to put laws in place to prevent stuff like that.
Michelle, I met you some years ago when you were working on the campaign of Bernie Sanders, and you've been in Washington, D.C. in a lot of these high-powered situations. Have you found yourself as a woman with natural hair, have you run against any issues personally?
Not directly, but I think it's because black women in general, we've learned to, for lack of a better way of putting it, code switch with our hair, right? We know if we're going in for an interview or if we have an important meeting, what do? We put in a weave, we put on a wig, or we straighten our hair. And I've been guilty of that. I've been natural for over 15 years, but I straighten my hair. I, you know, put on a weave or a wig. If I have important meetings, I don't do that anymore. I do a TV show on KCPT, and I've been known to wear a twist or wear a twist out because I think at this point, if people can't accept me for where I am, I'm not going to be able to get over people's misconceptions or preconceived notions about my hair, whether it's professional, whether it's clean. I have enough education and work and background to show that I'm qualified. And if you're going to be tripped up on my hair, I can't worry about it. But everybody doesn't have that luxury or that privilege, and it becomes an issue. And so where we're seeing young boys, for instance, in schools being kicked out, I think what we find with black women is that we've just learned to code switch with our hair. And it's not fair that we can't bring our full selves and celebrate our beauty in public spaces without consequence.
So there's a hearing happening today in Kansas. Do we have any plans for Missouri to be added to this as well?
Yes, we are currently talking with city council members, the city of Kansas City, to see if this is something we can pass at the municipal level. And you're starting to see states across the Midwest region pre-file bills that mirror the Crown Act. It's an act, again, that was passed in New York and California to stop anti-hair discrimination. So we're hopeful that we can get it done on both sides of the state line.
So for those who want to help this effort, how can they be of assistance?
There are lots of ways you can be of assistance. It can be just as small as sharing our post on Facebook and sharing information. You can sign up to be a part of the coalition. We can always use help with the campaign and the effort to get it passed. Call in legislators on the Kansas side and sharing your story and experience. Legislators need to know that this happened. If they don't hear from you and we don't make sure to tell our stories and amplify our voices so that legislators know this is a problem, then it's harder to get it passed. So you can help out in all those ways. And if you want more information about how you can help out, you can visit our website at shirleyskitchencabinet.org/Crown Act.
Thank you so much, Ms. Michelle Wiley from Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Is that X getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Give a special flex shout out to my ex, Miss Mark Quitter. Oh. Love you too, baby. My bad. Was kissing my kids at school.
You did that on my purpose. Bad,
no. My bad, bro. I was, you know what I mean? Give my old lady a kiss. Let she, you know what I mean? Take my kids to school and she go to work. But you know, I had a flex on my ex, man. This girl, I had the audacity to try to call me a bum, but I was working the whole time, and I'm not the one that owed people $100. But now I'm on the bum and you owe me money. But I was paying for everything that you owned and what you was eating and what you needed provided on.
That's right. You mess with me, I'm taking everything back. Okay, give me my chicken bones that you ate. I need everything. I need every single piece of gristle that I ever gave you.
All right, hold on. Then not to mention, you know, when you take them out on dates or whatnot, you know, they want to have every extra thing on there. Oh, can I get the extra shrimp with the extra pieces?
Right.
With the extra pieces of meatballs.
Y'all sound broke.
You don't deserve no
extra. Y'all
extras.
Sound broke right now. I'm talking about somebody getting the extra side.
This is some real pimping right here.
Nah,
going on.
Y'all
you know
sound broke in a mug.
Okay. What's your name, fam?
My name is Farouk, man.
Appreciate you, Farouk. Have a good day, fam.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Good looking out, man.
Yep. Already.
He's a bum.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go. Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103. Gems.
Brian, so many people are still enthralled with what has happened in California with the untimely death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, Gigi, and seven other people. We've got Michael Babcock, TMZ Sports senior producer on the line, who was actually involved in breaking this story.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good morning, Brian and Shay. How are you?
Very good. What was the first thing that came to your mind when you were on the scene or heard about this story?
That it can't be true, that this can't happen to Kobe, that Kobe is a superhero and that he's 41 years old and he's too young. And we were just talking about Kobe. We just saw Kobe, and just that it couldn't be true. Disbelief. When I got the call from my office, I had to ask them to repeat what they said, because I had honestly thought I heard it wrong, because it was that shocking.
Michael, so many people have been experiencing so many different feelings about the passing of this icon. And some folks have been calling TMZ to task for kind of leading the charge with getting this information out. How do you feel about people who have an issue with that?
Look, Kobe Bryant was as big as a public figure as you could be. And, you know, when he passes away in a plane crash, it's news. We don't take these things lightly. And in this office in particular, obviously we're based in L.A., and, you know, you had people in here who were devastated over Kobe Bryant's death. But, you know, we also have a job to do. So, you know, when the initial information came in, you know, we listened to that information, we made calls, and, you know, we don't just throw these things up and hope and pray that they're true. You know, we don't post stuff until we have, you know, gotten, you know, the information down and to a point that we are comfortable saying that this is something that happened. And, you know, one of the last people that we spoke with were some people who worked for Kobe, and they told us, yes, in fact, this was true, and you know, essentially gave us the go-ahead to post the story. So, you know, I know people have said out there that Kobe's family didn't know. You know, that is not correct. And, you know, again, we worked this thing. It's a news story. We posted it. And then after we posted it, I think every news agency, newspaper in this country and across the world really then posted the story as well, because at the end of the day, it's tragic, but it's also news.
Talking with Michael Babcock, TMZ Sports senior producer. I wanted to know what the environment is like in Los Angeles after last year with Nipsey Hussle losing him, Kobe this year. We're talking about two iconic figures in Los Angeles. What is the atmosphere like?
Yeah, I think it's similar to when Nipsey was killed in a lot of ways, because you have people not knowing really what to do with the right when the news came out. You had people ascending upon the Staples Center, and it's not like there was even a Lakers game going on that night. It was the night of the Grammys, so just throngs and throngs of people that just went out there wearing their Kobe stuff, and I think they just wanted to be close to other people who were kind of going through the same thing that they were going through, and there was just a lot of people who were hurt. I mean, you legitimately saw people crying in the streets, and you know, let's face it, most of these people have never had a face-to-face interaction with Kobe, never talked to Kobe, but people felt so close to him and had watched him for so many years. So even though you didn't actually, you never had actually met Kobe, you felt like you knew him, and he was has been a part of your life for a really long time. So the reaction in the city is just heartache, heartbreak, and you can really see it wherever you go. I was in the barbershop last night, and it was such a somber attitude, so like a somber atmosphere in there, and people are legitimately so broken up about Kobe's death.
Michael, have you heard anything about the funeral, the memorial, as of yet?
I have not yet, you know, from what I've been told, that they're trying to iron all that stuff out. It's just, it's very complicated because obviously, like we said, it's, you know, not just Kobe, Gigi. There were seven other people who died. There's an NTSB investigation going on. So there's a lot of moving parts here. And I think that's why, you know, things might be a little bit more delayed than if you had just had, you know, somebody who passed away in their sleep, and that's you know, just kind of easy to get things set up. But this is a very complex situation with a lot of moving parts, so I think that's why the funeral and the memorial service is taking a little bit longer to put together.
I think I can speak for all Kobe and Lakers fans that we are all still devastated. Thank you so much, Mr. Absolutely. Michael Babcock, TMZ Sports Senior Producer. Thank you for coming on with us and sharing this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
TT.
All right, TT, let's see what you got.
Hold the bottles up. Where my comrades? What a balance. What my dog says. I got that in the soap that just might charge a double.
I think I'm Big Meat. Larry Hoover. Getting paper. Hallelujah.
No, we ain't getting no paper. We doing a little bit more than that.
Oh, Lord.
At the end of it, you get some paper.
Lost no. To the streets. Oh, Lord. Oh. We got your passes too to go see Just Mercy starring Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. Plus, you're going to qualify for $1,000 in cold cash on Friday, all right?
Okay.
The station's live, local, and lit.
How will I pay bills? I forget to say, baby.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo, yo,
always
yo,
giving
yo.
You more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jazz.
More money, more money, more money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.